More than 4,500 marine vessels pass through the Aleutian Islands each year. The harsh weather and the unique environment put the area at high risk for oil spills and accidents. After the Selendang IU grounded in 2004, spilling nearly 340,000 gallons of fuel, a court settlement specified that funds be allocated for a risk assessment of ship accidents and spills. A design for that assessment has now been released. KIAL's Anne Hillman has more.
The Transportation Research Board of the National Research Council has released their design for an accident and spill risk assessment of the Aleutian Islands. Design Committee Chair Keith Michel says there are many suggested ways to reduce risks, from putting rescue tugs at Unimak Pass to increasing inspections.
What is needed is a risk assessment to understand how well those ideas would work in mitigating risk, and also to understand the not only the benefits, but also the cost of implementing those.
Mitigating accident and spill risks in the Aleutians is especially important because over the past 20 years, weather and other conditions have prevented the cleanup of most of the oil spilled in the region. The research board outlines a two-year-long, two-phase plan.
This first phase will look at the traffic and the growth in traffic. It will look at the likelihood of spills. It will look at the scenarios that lead to spills.
They'll also gather input from stakeholders like area residents and members of the fishing and shipping communities. Phase two will be a cost-benefit analysis of the different mitigation plans. However, the design and implementation of a plan is complicated by the number of foreign vessels that travel through the area on innocent passage.
And so in those cases where you want to enact changes that affect the vessels, you have to do it at the international level.
The assessment will be funded with a $3 million court settlement and carried out by the U.S. Coast Guard and the state of Alaska in conjunction with the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.